Hello and welcome to Knitting Shop Live, the podcast recorded live and unscripted by your favorite knitting gals. We're your hosts, Brianna
Kathy.
and Natalie.
And a huge thanks to our listeners for joining us. So today is episode 180, and we are going to be chatting about why we are rushing. So now it's time to grab a project or drink or go on that walk and tune in because we're about to get started. Well, should we jump into what's on our needles? This is like my favorite segment. I want to know what you guys are working on.
Well, I have my sweater in a circle, which is very
Nice.
exciting. So I am officially on the body of I keep calling it the Gibb sweater, the Moby sweater, and I'm really enjoying it. It's really fun. I don't know that my rounds really match, but it's okay.
They're close enough. It's fine.
They're ish. They're kind of matching.
Ish
It's fine.
works. And there's a front of the sweater and the back of the sweater, and nobody sees it both at one time, do they?
No one will know. It's just
No.
my cables aren't cabling on the same row, which I know
Okay.
is important, but
You can always like slowly adjust it if you need to.
yeah.
Like if you're only a couple rows off, I did that with somebody. They were like four rows off on the front and the back. And I was like, well, just, knit an extra row on the front and then you can cable in the next row. It'll be fine.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll do. That's a good idea. I was like, oh, will it matter at the end? I might just like make a short cable on the back
Yeah.
right before the, I don't know. We'll see.
Think them
That'll be
up.
fine. But
Whatever.
anyway, I decided I wasn't going to count again after I ripped it out the first time. So
Yeah.
just went for it.
Now just keep it going. It's great.
All right. And I am working on the Stripey Blanket. I think that's the right name of it, by Elizabeth Smith. And it's just like a lap size or a baby size blanket that I've done before. I'm doing it again because I have a baby to give it to. And I love this pattern because it's just good, relaxed garter stitch knitting, but the way the colors change make it interesting. It's six balls of vintage chunky in six different colors. So it's one ball each of six different colors, and you just move through it. And it just, I love it. So that's what I'm working on tonight because it is relaxed knitting.
Yes,
Love
I
it.
love that. I am knitting on the knit sampler pillow tonight. I have to get to the point where we make the opening so I can record a video for it for class. But I'm also working on the Moby sweater. I can't talk and do that one, especially since I'm hosting the podcast and I'm like, I can't mess up this sweater. So I'm gonna knit on something that's a little easier tonight. I got my pillow, it's great. But yeah, awesome, you guys. We have some good projects going on.
Can we do like we did last week? Can we send a picture and put it out there again
Yeah,
for our
love
work in
it.
progress? Okay. Perfect.
So tonight's topic, why are we rushing? I don't know. I feel like I'm rushing all the time to get to nowhere, it seems like, but I think maybe let's talk about like why we're rushing or if we even are. Are you rushing with your knitting or your crafting at all?
I don't feel like I'm rushing with my crafting. I feel like that's when my brain shuts off and I like find my zen. But I am rushing in general. And I still think sometimes I'm rushing to get to my crafts. I
I
can
love
stop
that.
rushing.
So that's a good reason to be rushing, though, is to get to the crafting part of the day.
There we go.
So true. Natalie, it's funny. I was like going over all the different times I'm rushing, and I feel so much the same as you. And again, I'm retired. I need to rush. There's a lot of time in the day. And you don't have to do everything in a day, but I was thinking specifically about my knitting and my crocheting. And that is one thing that I do not rush. I never rush. It's like we set goals, not deadlines. And when it's done, it's done. But I think that's why I look forward to it so much too, is that it's not so deadline driven that I'm feeling the anxiety of rush, 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 rush. So I don't rush my knitting or crocheting either.
I
I love it.
yeah, I agree a little bit. I definitely don't rush with my projects, but I do feel the stress of deadlines though, since we are teaching class and we're making samples and designing a pattern sometimes. It's, you know, we need it by a certain time. Like tonight I'm doing the pillow that I should be a little further along on. But I still have time. I give myself that time just in case, you know, something happens, or you know, I know I have other bigger projects that need more help right now. But when I'm actually working on something, I'm not rushing through it. I'm enjoying it. John likes to tell me that I knit too fast, but that's just like the speed that I knit, and I don't think I knit very fast anymore anyway. But yeah, like I'm not rushing through anything. I'm just working at the pace that I like to work at.
I like that. It's the rhythm of your hands. It's not that you're like trying to go fast. Like there's some things, and as we keep talking, that I go, I need to work on doing this faster. But knitting or crocheting is never one of them. I think I find too that when I'm, you know, wanting to reach the end of a project for whatever reason, no deadline, that's for sure. I just have to remember to keep picking it up. And then, you know, you pick it up like we're doing right now for this 30-minute chat we're having. And then you go, I got a lot done. Just, and I wasn't rushing. I was just doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. That happened to me this weekend on the Moby sweater. I'm now in the round working the body, and like the body is the biggest part of the sweater. Like it's the most knitting. And I was like, oh, I'm never gonna get this done. And then I like looked up Sunday night and I had 5 inches done over the course of the weekend of me just working on it throughout the weekend. I'm like, this is gonna be a piece of cake.
That's the best. I know. I feel like it's always baffling to me once I get onto like a solid grounds of my knitting or my crochet and I know what I'm doing and the need for having a pattern near me kind of goes away in certain projects, then I feel like I can relax. And I agree with this sweater. I'm at a point where I'm just following the fabric and I feel pretty good about my ability just to like roll through it. It's addicting.
Yeah, the sweater is great, but just like, you know, anything, once you get the feel for something, it feels like it goes faster, even though you might not be working on it at a faster pace than something else. You're just like, your brain is in tune with what is happening.
100%. 100%.
Well, what about some like other things? Like what are we rushing in life?
I feel like I just like constantly am on a queue of like this and then that and then this. And I have to do three things at once because otherwise I can't do the fourth thing in time. And a lot of it is just me trying to get to at least an hour a day where I can do nothing because I just need it so bad at that point. I feel like I'm constantly rushing. And I think it's like more of a mentality because there are moments where I find myself rushing to get something done. And then when I think about it, it doesn't make sense. Like why I feel like I need to get all of my laundry done on a Sunday. I can chill out. And I have to remind myself, chill out. You're good. So like
It's not the end of the world unless you don't have any clothes in the drawers or in your closet. But like as long as you have clothes that are still clean, you're good. You can
I
clean it off
do.
another
We're
day.
good.
I could wear that. I have found, as much as I love a to-do list, it can also be my downfall because I have realized that, and it's just kind of recently, my to-do list, I'm making them longer and longer. And I feel like anything that hits the to-do list for today, for Monday, has to be done on Monday, like your laundry, Natalie. And even though there's this thing called tomorrow, and I could do laundry tomorrow too. If it's on my to-do list, I feel like I need to do it today. So, you know, and I can hear my mother always saying this to me, you know, Kathy, Rome wasn't built in a day. So I'm thinking to myself, don't put so much on your to-do list. Like if you feel the need to do everything on your to-do list, rather than putting eight things on your to-do list, why don't you just put three? Like space them out a little bit. So I tend to find myself rushing because I want to check off every single thing on my to-do list. I want it done.
Yeah.
Even though there's tomorrow.
I agree with that. I try not to put that many things on my to-do list, but I have kind of to add on to that. I have like so many to-do lists, you know, like everyone has a separate to-do list for work. We have a to-do list for Roots as well. I have like a personal to-do list. So I try to keep them separate because, you know, if you add everything into one long list, it's like, oh my God, I'm gonna implode. But I've also been trying to do my to-do list instead of the things that like I need to do today or I need to do this week. I try to set it up so like I give myself some leeway time. Like these are the things that I need to get done before next week. Or like here's some upcoming to-do items that they have a deadline, but it's like not so stressful when the deadline's 2 weeks from now as opposed to like tomorrow. So I've been trying to like get ahead of myself on stuff. And at the end of the week, when I still have stuff that's not crossed off on my list, I feel a little bit better. Like, okay, it's fine. Like I didn't have time this week, but you know, now these become my priority. And then I have these extra things that if I have time, I have time and I can do them. But like, it's not a big deal. You know, I try to psych myself out. Like, it's not a big deal if you don't cross everything off. It's fine. It's cool. It's whatever.
It means you'll be around next week to keep working on a new list. There you go. What if I did do my whole list? And I was just like, I guess I don't need to show up next week then. So it's
good. Like, I'm cool. I had like a whole week off. I tend to rush. I don't know. I have this weird thing, like I need to do work fast. And I like time myself on how fast I can do things. I'm like, if I can, you know, get done 8 hours of work in 5 hours, that's 3 extra hours that I have to do this other work that I have to do. I don't know why I do that. I've done that forever, I think. I try to do things as fast as possible. And I mean, as long as it's right, you know, if I'm doing my job and I'm doing it well, like fast is fine. But I tend to work like that. Once you, and kind of like we talked about, once you get on a roll with something, it becomes a little easier. So like you can, you know, push yourself, see if you can go any faster. If anybody like works on the computer, I've learned like a lot of tricks, like shortcuts, especially if you're doing a repetitive thing. A lot of times, you know, at my day job, I'm sending out the same thing for a bunch of different people. So it's just like, you know, clicking, dragging, copy, paste, you know, all that stuff. So I just like see how fast I can actually do it. And maybe it's not considered rushing, but I like to go fast.
Shortcuts are awesome.
Yeah.
When you are someone who likes to work really quickly, I also think it helps you get places faster and it builds in more time so that you don't feel rushed.
Yeah.
So learning shortcuts can be a really important part of life in all aspects, because the way that you get things done, it might feel like cheating. It's not actually cheating. What you're doing is buffering in more time to give yourself time to breathe and like think.
And do you find too with shortcuts, particularly with the computer, that the shortcuts that we might learn and use for those reasons, you know, getting it done, buffering and more time, they're easier to remember?
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Is that part of the whole shortcut system too? Like that's the few I have learned, and I've learned them from you gals and I love them. I'm like, oh, I can remember them. So shortcuts can be remembered.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Especially if it's something that you do often, having a shortcut is going to cut down on the time that you're doing whatever mundane task that it is. And I like that, Natalie. I like the way you think, giving yourself more time to relax a little bit if you're, you know, using those shortcuts and getting it done quickly.
Yes, it's definitely a slippery slope, because I think it can get to a place where it's like, oh, I have more time, I could put more on my plate. But just remember to protect your peace. Protect your peace.
Exactly. I don't know who has told me this, but I've heard people say, like, you know, especially if we're talking about jobs, like, because that tends to be like the most stressful part of somebody's day. And if you work an 8-hour day, it's a third of your day every single day that you get paid for 8 hours, you know, with some jobs. If you do your 8 hours worth of work in six, like, you're still getting paid for 8 hours. Like, it's, you know, depending on your job, you can either spread it out over 8 hours or, you know, do it in less time and have some extra time to yourself. You're still getting paid no matter what.
Yeah. You don't necessarily have to take on more work.
Exactly.
We're able to find the shortcuts, get the work done, and build in that buffer of some time to breathe and compose yourself, and then move on to the next project. Don't just keep slapping more projects on there.
Yes. What about some other things, you guys? Like, I don't know. When I thought of rushing first, I immediately thought of like rushing physically. I feel like I walk fast because I have short legs. And I have spent 30 years trying to keep up with tall friends. So now I'm just like always running to places.
Oh my God. I never thought of that, Brianna, but that's valid. That's so valid. And I forget that sometimes, like when I walk with somebody, I have like probably average length legs, but, and I don't walk fast. In fact, I wrote that down. I really don't. Well, I do rush my walks a little bit, but that's a different reason. But for somebody who does have a shorter stature and shorter legs. And actually I realized this with the kids across the street, their legs are way shorter.
Yeah.
And I forget to factor in sometimes that if I walk to the library from my house, it's 5 minutes. But if I'm walking with the children, no fault of theirs, it's at least 15 minutes. Their little legs can't go that fast.
And so, they might need to like stop and, I don't know,
oh yeah,
up dirt or something.
Oh yeah, the curiosity. And you know what, we should all, I think that so many times when I'm walking with them, just, you know, this is how I should walk, just stop and look and examine, and the curiosity, you know, you're outside, enjoy it. And so who cares how long it takes to get to the library? So I have to say that sometimes I do love to walk, and sometimes I do find I might rush a little bit on my walk, and it's only because I never give myself enough time. Like, I underestimate time as far as like, if I want to go take a 20 minute walk, but I really need to be back by like 5:30 to start dinner, then I should be walking out the door at 10 after five, right? Or maybe five after five, give yourself a little cushion. But I'll always try to do one more thing, like before I walk out the door, and I lose some time there. And then I find that I still want to do the same distance. So I rush that walk because I stop so many times to do one more thing. And I should just go when it's 10 after five and you want a 20 minute walk, walk out the door, because the thing will be there when you get back.
Yeah, that's true. I find myself doing the same thing, but with work, like at the end of the night, I really have been trying to prioritize my bedroom, my, you know, like getting to the bedroom routine. So like getting ready for bed and like, you know, washing my face, brushing my teeth, all that fun stuff. And just like having a relaxing time before actually going to sleep. So I find myself though, like in my office doing work, and I'm like, oh, I'll just do this one more thing. And then I'll say that three more times, and now I'm cutting into my bedtime routine, and now I am getting less sleep because I haven't given myself the proper cool down time for the end of the day. And now the next day I'm like really mean because I haven't gotten enough sleep. So I get that. Like,
you go to bed rushing.
Yeah.
You're rushing to bed, so you don't even get that. And then you wake up, and in the traditional workplace, which you guys are both in too, I mean, you wake up and rush. I used to wake up every day and dream when I was in the traditional workplace and just dream of the day. Like I was saying to Ed this morning, you know, like the luxury of just enjoying a cup of coffee and watching the entire episode of Good Morning America or whatever show you like to watch. But in the workplace, you don't get that. You're rushing. It's a rush from the get-go.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like I'm rushing. My days are weird because I am taking the train. So like that's 45 minutes of my day that I cannot really do anything else other than, you know, read, focus on my knitting or my crochet, or I can, you know, log in for work off of the train and work on the train. But I rush to the train.
Mm-hmm.
So like it seems silly sometimes to rush to something that's like so kind of one of the most relaxing parts of my day. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I can't always appreciate it because I'm mad that I had to rush. So
it sounds,
I feel
like
balancing your rush moments and with relaxed moments in your day can be tricky.
Yeah.
Especially if you're operating on two extremes like I usually am. So yeah.
Yeah. It seems like you're always rushing to relax.
Yes, I'm always rushing to relax. And I don't, like, it's not like I'm rushing to relax for a long time. Like, I'm rushing to relax so that I don't go crazy.
There's a yin and a yang in there somewhere. I know it.
I know. It's like a very extreme balance. It's like Olympic level balance. No, I wouldn't consider myself an Olympian. Maybe like chaotic balance, we'll call it.
I feel like we all have those weeks though where we're like trying to rush through things. But like you mentioned, Natalie, like your train ride is something that like it has to be done at a certain time, and it's not like you can get off the train. It's just, you know, it's a 45 minute ride. You have no choice but to do it and get through it however you're looking to. But like sometimes we have weeks where sometimes you just gotta cut some stuff out of your week to like get through. I don't know why I do this to myself, but it seems like all my doctor's appointments happen in the span of 2 weeks, twice a year. So like in the fall, I'll have 2 weeks worth of doctor's appointments. And in the spring, I'll have 2 weeks worth of doctor's appointments. And during those 2 weeks, I'm like, I have to make these appointments. Like, so other things tend to fall to the wayside, or like I'm rushing through my gym routine, or I'm like rushing from work to get to the doctor appointment so I don't hit traffic, or I'm rushing from the doctor appointment to the grocery store to whatever other errands I need to run because I'm already out. So sometimes it happens. We do that to ourselves, and you just got to cut some stuff out. You know, it's unfortunate, but sometimes that has to happen.
Yeah.
And we can do that because there's always this thing. Tomorrow's another day, and Rome wasn't built on a day, right? So there we go. So here's one of my challenges for rushing is, I always underestimate my driving time. I'm not really good with that anymore. And most of it has to do with, like, I know the distance I'm going. I'm not even going a new route. I know the distance I'm going, but it is not factoring in the time of day and the volume of traffic.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's where I have total rush factor. Like, you're planning to meet a friend for lunch, or you're meeting a friend for a movie, and there's a time that you said you'd be there, not the end of the world, but, you know, so you think, oh yeah, that ride normally takes me 20 minutes, forgetting that it is the height of school bus hour, and it really takes twice that amount of time.
Yeah. Text me anytime, Kathy. I think that might be my superpower, is timing rides and distances and like cutting out a time to, like, how much time I need to do this thing. I'm so good at it.
Oh, thank you. I will do that. I am so bad at that. Now, I can tell you directions. I know if I'm going east or west or north or south, and we don't have a compass in the car, but I cannot figure out the time factor. So,
Both of those are so impressive. I never know where I am, and I never know what time I need to be anywhere, and I never am on time.
Well, me and Kathy can help Natalie, and Kathy, you can help me with my directions because John hates that I don't know directions very well like that. And I can help with timing.
There we go. We need each other. We all need each other.
We're like the perfect team.
We are.
I don't know what I offer, but
Natalie, you give us a purpose. You give us a reason to do what we do.
Laugh.
Yes, laughter, positive attitude, and a host of other skills, just not time and direction. It's fine.
Yeah, definitely not timing, definitely not directions.
All right, you guys. Well, is there any other why we're rushing that we want to talk about?
I think that was all my rushing.
I think the moral of tonight's podcast is do your best not to rush. And if you need to rush, look forward to some downtime if you have to rush. Rush towards downtime.
There we go. Rush towards that time. And we all agree our downtime it's what we enjoy doing the most. It's our knitting, our crocheting. Yeah,
That's the only thing that we shouldn't be rushing. Well, we shouldn't be rushing in life in general, but like when it comes to knitting, crochet, and crafting, doing something artistic, you don't want to rush that. You want to enjoy it. I love it. All right, guys. Well, let's do our usual wrap-up stuff. What's our favorite thing this week?
My favorite thing is my lovely, lovely friendships this week. I got to spend the weekend with my girlfriends from high school this week. They actually came and visited me up here, and it was a really, really lovely, awesome weekend. And we really didn't do anything at all, but I just am so grateful for all of the beautiful female friendships that I have in my life. And that's my favorite thing.
That's awesome. Good for you.
The best test of friendship, I think, too, not that we test our friendships, but maybe of the best testimony of friendship is those friends that we can be with and simply hang, like us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's just being with them. Yep. That's cool, Natalie. Yeah. All right. So my favorite thing this week is baseball, and the Phillies are officially in spring training. And I was upstairs. I can't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday. It was one day this weekend. And one of the spring training games was on TV. And just seeing blue sky, green grass, and cute baseball players. It's just so exciting. So my favorite thing is baseball season is back.
Nice. I'm happy about that. I can't wait to get into baseball this year. I'm doing it.
Yes. Yay.
And my favorite thing this week, you guys, is bread. I might have said that last week or 2 weeks ago, but we've been on a bread baking kick, and we made sandwich bread. Like, we could slice it and eat a sandwich with it. And it's so good. We actually just bought, they call it a bread pan. It's like a long rectangular pan with a lid that slides that you put your bread dough in, and it bakes like the same length and like height of sandwich bread. So I'm really excited for it. Oh, there's some good things coming.
That's so cool.
Yeah. All right, you guys, what is for dinner then?
I'm so excited to eat dinner. I made risotto with chicken. So I'm going to be eating that. Yeah. And I have some Sauvignon Blanc chilling in the fridge. So
fun. That's like the perfect pairing.
And it's Monday. What a way to start the week. I love it.
I needed something today.
Chicken and wine. Okay. So my dinner, I might melt and cry. So I had a really delicious dinner. We had chicken and we had basmati rice. Ooh. And we had roasted broccoli. And I didn't make a thing. My neighbor Kate made dinner for Ed and I and brought it to our doorstep. And it was just, you know how, to me, food is love. It just tasted so delicious. And it arrived on my doorstep just exactly the perfect time. And it was warm. And there's enough for leftovers. I texted her. I'm like, my gosh, this was a ton. But she's used to feeding her husband and the kids. And also I'm like, wow. So we have dinner for actually two nights, but it was, nice. I had love for dinner. It was delicious.
Oh, I love that.
So sweet.
Yeah.
And what about you, Nina?
Oh, you guys are going to hate me. I'm eating frozen pizza for dinner.
Girl, I love it. Enjoy.
Yeah. We usually do like a frozen pizza on the night that we get groceries. Or just like a rough night. But usually we go grocery shopping on Tuesdays, and we went tonight. So we got a pizza that we're gonna eat, and I'm so hungry, you guys. So I'm gonna wrap this quick.
Sounds good.
But before we end things, any news and updates, you guys? Okay, I think the biggest thing for Roots is summer classes, believe it or not, are going to be out soon. Our summer class schedule release is going to be on March 30th, and we're really excited about it. We do still have some classes on this current schedule if anybody is looking to take a class now. But May through August is going to be open for enrollment starting March 30th, which is in 4.5 weeks at this point.
Oh, wow. That's
Crazy.
I know. It's wild to start thinking about summer and it's still February.
Yes. Today felt like summer, didn't it? It was gorgeous.
Yeah, it
Right.
did.
All right. And then we'll just mention our next podcast will be next week, 181, and it's going to be a replay. It's KSL number 11. And our topic was how knitting saves us money. And that was recorded over 4 years ago. So we got to take a listen and then we'll rechat the topic. So that's our topic for next time.
Love it.
Love
Wonderful. All right. So we wonder if you are listening, please add a review where you listen to KSL. Share us on Facebook and Instagram to let us know that you are listening and we are making a difference. And if you would like to participate in our podcast, I know we haven't had any guests, but we have had some people come back at us with some answers to our questions. So if you would like to answer the questions, we do have like a Q&A in the podcast if you listen on Spotify. But if you'd also like to give your answer to our upcoming podcast question, email Kathy or Natalie and myself. And make sure you read the show notes for links to our emails and the question for next week. So hopefully you finished your project, your drink, or your walk by now because it's time for us to bind off. Thanks for listening.